We're continuing in Eicha, the third chapter, the 34th pasuk. Lidakei tachat raglav kol asirei aretz. He's continuing the thought he said in the previous pasuk. Hashem did not cause the suffering. It stems from a person's sins, and Hashem did not cause ledakei, to subdue, tachat raglav, under his feet, so to speak, kol asirei aretz, all the people who are in hostage in captivity throughout the land. Hashem says, I didn't want this. This isn't my fault. As the verse says in Mishlei, Ivelet Adam Tisalef Darko, a person's sinful ways destroy his path, Ve'al Hashem Yizaf Libo. And yet, when he's upset, he points a finger up above. Ribbono Shel Olam, why'd you do this to me? The brothers are facing this terrible politician who tells them, I don't believe you, you're all spies, bring me your brother. What do? They come home to their father and they say, we can't believe what God's done to us. They did it all to themselves. We know that. But in spite of that, we turn a finger of blame. So Hashem says, this wasn't my plan. Ledakei tachat raglav kol asirei aretz, to subdue all those people who are in hostage, in captivity around the planet. Lehatot mishpat gaver neged pnei elyon, to shift the person's sentence opposite the one above. His sentence has been shifted for bad, but that wasn't my intent, so to speak, Hashem says. Lehavet Adam beribo Adonai lo ra'am. When you have an impoverished person who loses his fight, Hashem says, I didn't see it. I didn't plan it. That wasn't my plan for the world. I set the world up so you'd make it a beautiful world. It's in your hands to make it a beautiful world. Don't blame me for what's wrong in the world. It's up to you to make it a beautiful world. This wasn't my plan. Hashem lo ra'a. Hashem says, I didn't envision this. This wasn't my plan for the world. I gave you capacity. I gave you free will to be taken advantage of. I gave you tools. Use them correctly. Mi ze amar vatehi Adonai lo tziva. So you'll say, well, then who did this, God? If you didn't do it, so then it's coincidence? Who said this should be this way? Mi ze amar vatehi? Who's the one that said the world should be this way? Hashem lo tziva, if Hashem didn't command it. Mipi elyon lo teitze haraot vehatov. So then, who am I to blame if from above it doesn't emanate that decision of whether things are going to be bad or good? So what am I complaining about? Who should I turn to? You're saying it's not you, this wasn't your plan. So then what? Mayitonein Adam Chai. So where should a human being who's living complain? Gevir al chataav. A person has to complain about his own sins. Now, we have to understand the depth of the message that was just played out before us. The understanding we just explained is Rashi's understanding. But if you think about what Rashi just told us, Rashi just said that Hashem sometimes lets nature take its course. And Hashem created a world where the nature of the world is such that when a person sins, he's going to suffer. It's built into the world. It's a totally new concept, what Rashi said. We're accustomed to the Rashi on the Torah, where Hashem says, I'm going to focus, I'm going to do, I'm going to get involved. That's not what it says here. Rashi quotes a Medrash. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Miyom Sheba Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'ei Natati Lefanecha Et HaChaim Ve'et HaTov, Lo Yatza Ra V'Tova Mipiv. From the day that Hashem says, behold, people of Israel, I've given you the good and what's called life, I've given you evil and what's called death, choose life. From that day onward, says Rabbi Yochanan, nothing good or bad came out from Hashem. But Hashem set the world from that day onward on autopilot. Hashem says, you do bad, bad will happen. You do good, good will happen. What are you talking to me for? I gave you a world. I told you the formula. I told you how to live here. You live that way, that's the life you're going to have. What are you talking to me for? Before you talk to me about a machloket, how does that make any sense? What about tzaddik v'rola rasha v'tolu? What, the world is that such an autopilot? How come you have so many tzaddikim suffering? What is Rashi telling us?